So this week during an MLK Day speech, Governor Rick Snyder renewed his call for civility. His comments seem to again be pointed toward Republican National Committeeman Dave Ajima. Ajima is being criticized for comments made about gays and Muslims, and the calls for his resignation are getting louder. Ken, we have people like Betsy DeVos now, a major Republican donor, joining that call. What's the likelihood of Ajima stepping down?
Well, it should be highly likely. There's, I think, consensus among many Republicans, particularly leaders in the party, congressmen, congresswomen, Betsy DeVos, former chairman, that he simply needs to resign. Now, whether he will or not, of course, is a decision that he has to make. But for the good of the party, he needs to resign.
Zoe, while Governor Snyder has called for civility both in this recent MLK Day speech and his State of the State address, he stopped short of naming Ajima.
He did.
And why is that? What's the political calculation here?
Jen, that is a really good question. I think that's what everyone who is watching this story play out is wondering. And not just that, but last week there were folks in Governor Snyder's administration who before the State of the State address said, hey, he is going to call Ajima out. You know, possibly even by name. And then they walked it back. It's this interesting sort of tap dance, right? That you want to be able to jump out and say what you are doing is wrong. But let's be honest, there are people who actually agree with some of these comments that Ajima made, and they don't want to step on those folks' feet either.
Well, let me add something to this, because this is interesting. And what's happening now is the story is becoming, why didn't you call or why don't
exactly.
you call for his resignation? And so now, as you've pointed out, and I think correctly, you know, Governor Snyder becomes the issue because he hasn't called for his resignation. And I think it's simply time for Governor Snyder and all Republicans of any position whatsoever to demand that this gentleman resign from his position, because as one of the two national committee people from Michigan, he, that is Dave Ajima, actually does speak for the Republican Party because he holds that position.
Right. And let's just be clear, just like Ken said, you know, this role that Ajima is in, this is not just some figurehead for the Republican Party. He is part of the Republican National Committee. That steers policy. That steers platform. There's a difference there between just sort of being a figurehead and someone that's actually making policy about these kind of issues that he's speaking about.
Could it also cause, on the national level, Republicans to give Michigan a wide berth to maybe not be willing to invest money in races here because you have someone like Ajima representing the state, and the Republican Party is trying to position itself as a more inclusive party? Ken?
Well, I don't think that the Dave Ajima issue per se is going to have an impact on whether or not national money comes into fund various races, whether governor, U.S. Senate, congressional seats that are swing seats. They're not going to let one misguided individual make that decision for them. But it is certainly true that from a national perspective, he holds one of the most important positions in the Republican Party in Michigan. There's only three people in Michigan who sit on the Republican National Committee, and that is the chairman of the party and the two national committee people, and he's one of them.
And I'll tell you, I think some of what's going on here is that the national media hasn't picked up on this story yet. Mm. But my gut tells me, Ken, and tell me if you disagree, that the second that this suddenly gets picked up by MSNBC, by CNN, the call for resignations will almost just become too big. You know, right now it's sort of a Michigan story. I think the second it becomes a national story, we start seeing some real movement.
The Michigan Republican Party and Republicans in Michigan are being hurt by this right now, and the longer he stays, the more damage is done to the Republican brand in Michigan.
Zoe Clark is Michigan Radio's co-host of It's Just Politics, and Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Zoe, Ken, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jen.